Margate Mercury Audio.
Headphone Story.
Having a ball. Rosie Tao, centre player for Margate's Rose and June netball team, takes us out on the court to discover how this hyper-local team sport enriches life, friendship and health. Read by Rosie Tao. We're a bunch of late 30s to mid 50s women playing netball, enjoying teamwork and friendship and injuries. We're all shapes and sizes. Running, spinning, playing, sweating, jiggling, joyful and powerful. I found sports intimidating at school. I'm not sure if it was the leggy, glossy girls that dominated the netball court or the slightly scary PE teachers. I played netball in teams outside of school, less scrutiny, and at an unremarkable level. But by university, I didn't even bother to put myself forward for a team, and recent research shows that I'm not alone. Sadly, 22% fewer girls play team sports compared with boys, and the inequality continues into adulthood. It's a disparity that has remained despite an increased uptake of women's football in 2023, after the Lionesses spectacularly brought home England's first championship title since 1966. Luckily for me, when I arrived in Thanet, a group of Margatians had already established not just one, but two netball teams who train and play together. Hyperlocal, we have nearly a full team from Cornwall Gardens alone. Hyperloud, and in some cases, just hyper, this band of women has been a blessing and a highlight of my time here on the coast. It all began in 2019 as a way for friends to spend time together and stay fit, learning and improving along the way. Jen Brammer, a longtime player and fan of the sport, cobbled together a mix of neighbours and pals from Margate Social Singing Choir. They began participating in the local branch of Back to Netball, one of the practical initiatives launched by Sport England as part of This Girl Can, a campaign brought about after finding that 2.4 million fewer women than men said they found sport and exercise enjoyable and satisfying. The Margate team quickly outgrew those Thanet-wide training sessions, or overwhelmed them, depending on who you ask, and struck out alone as their own team. Add in a clutch of new players and one team became two. Throw in some sponsorship from several excellent local businesses and we arrive at the teams as they are today, the Taproom Jets and the Rose and Junes. After a busy weekend of kids and nights out, the prospect of Monday night training could feel a bit of a drag. But once you're there with a mixture of drills and a friendly match, it's well worth it for the exercise and fun. Newcomers are welcome whenever there is space, which is often. Many of us have played on and off since school, but some have double-digit year gaps in which careers and babies and social lives demanded too much of us to allow space for sporting pursuits. Others, meanwhile, were coming entirely fresh to the sport. Sarah Ratcliffe of the Tom Thumb Theatre says, "When I started, I had never played netball. I'm Swedish and we don't play it there. I was nervous. As a kid at school, you pick new things up quickly, but it's different as an adult." She needn't have worried. Sarah soon found her netball feet and was even voted Player of the Season by her peers last season. Alongside the weekly training sessions, each team enrolls in a local league, playing evening matches across one autumn-winter season, indoor, sweaty, and one spring-summer season, outdoor, windy, in locations across Thanet. It's rough and tumble, despite being a supposedly non-contact sport. Recent injuries across the team include fractured and sprained fingers, torn ACL and meniscus, double arm break, foot sprain and a black eye. Jets team player Anna McAree, 58 years young, says, "Netball is brutal." But the positives outweigh the pain and downright hassle of injury. Besides the obvious benefits of exercise, there's the social dynamic and pure fun of it. One player, artist Julie Freeman, says, "What I love about netball is being part of a team that plays together. This kind of team is different to a work team, and it's different to your family crew. It's a bunch of women who want to run around and play a game. Some who care if they win, some who don't, but all of us want to exercise through play. As an adult, this sense of physical fun isn't easy to find outside the dance floor or the bedroom. Among this playful group are some bad boss bitches. We are designers, teachers, businesswomen, healers, charity sector workers, Airbnb magnates, and more. Katie of Northdown Brewery, Sarah of Tom Thumb Theatre, Amber of Amber by Design, Kezia of Sister Joan and Zia Zia fame, to name just a few that readers of this paper may know. As my introduction to Margate life, I find them to be just gloriously noisy and joyous and inspirational women, seizing life and opportunities and still running around bloody quickly for old birds. And so that brings me to the fact that many of us are either approaching menopause or fully into it, as testified by regular call-outs on the Netball WhatsApp group for spare HRT drugs. The NHS recommends weight-bearing exercise and managing stress in order to have a healthy menopause. For me, playing as centre, perhaps the chief runner on the court, with a lot of stop-start, netball is like a HIIT workout. And that's exactly what many specialists are talking up for menopausal health, both in terms of building fitness, managing blood sugar, and, here's the science bit, reducing visceral belly fat. And all this loud, proud, hormonally imbalanced revelry doesn't stay in Thanet. In 2023, a blend of the teams, a supergroup, if you will, went on tour to a national netball weekend in Skegness, at Butlins. Quote, "It was awful, we lost every match, but we had a blast," says longtime player and former Jets captain Amy Leaning. In 2024, the destination was Shropshire. Marginally less derelict, no less loud. Where next? I'm agitating for South Africa, not only for the weather and wine, but also because in my green and yellow kit, I hope to be mistaken for someone on the national side. Find out more about returning to netball or joining a team at thanetnetballleague.co.uk/returntonetball.